Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. It's time for Talking About You with Estra, live on Blog Talk Radio, this September 22nd, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Welcome, and thank you for joining us again for our third show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Our approach today and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra, it's presented from a consumer's perspective, a show that shares car accident information and life experiences that follow from the initial car crash to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, self-insured employer situations, and it's your challenges that tell the story, meaning this show is really about you. And it's very interactive, so get ready to participate at comfortable levels. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Estra has dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PEMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, and Social Security. Today on the broadcast, the topic will be about you and insurance companies. Do you know that your own auto insurance company will not necessarily operate in your best of interest? That they may delay payments to you or those they are paying on your behalf? Did you know your open and honest discussion with them may just bring opportunities to deny your claims? Do you feel like you are totally dependent on them for your financial well-being? But can they really be trusted to protect you, even when dealing with other insurance companies on your behalf? Or do they operate only in their best of interest? Stay with us today and find out. Call us with your experiences with your auto insurance company. Are you prepared for a car accident? At the scene of a car accident, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure you gather all the information. Sometimes you're so shaken up, it's easy to forget. Or there may be something going on at the scene that distracts you. That's why keeping a copy of my book, Car Accident, in your vehicle can make it easier to remember and get you documenting right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or needing answers, you've written the information down right there inside the book. With plenty of writing space, yet small enough to carry with you, reducing information retrieval hassle. Author and host Estra is ready to share and hear your challenges in dealing with auto insurance companies. One can end up dealing with either your own or another driver's. With car accidents, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many different people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you're not feeling well. Through most of this process, which can open you up to be taken advantage of financially, physically, or emotionally, this is why Estra is sharing her wisdom, knowledge, and support with you So hopefully, if you run into this situation, you will be prepared, allowing for more concentration on your recovery. Also on today's show, we will share some of the latest information on insurance companies, and we will be taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Listeners, if you called in last week with your questions, you can still call in today. I want to hear your responses, and I promise that I'll get to your calls today. In fact, the first three callers will receive a copy of Estra's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, with no shipping costs, along with the first three callers to share their own past or current insurance company experiences. So get ready. These six books will personally be signed by Estra. Also, while the show is running, go to www.ebay.com, and you can also get 30% off the discount of a softcover book with no shipping cost. Softcover books and ebooks are also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. During the show, you can participate in the conversation at Facebook, www.facebook.com/Estra Period Blog Tips. For participation in our survey during the show, send your email responses to Estra's Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com. You can also send Twitter responses to at Estra's Radio Show. Survey results will be shared at the end of the show. Bring your conversations now to Estra's Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Are you worried about what's going to happen next? Got the insurance company blues? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking about you with Estra tells it like it is. You'll find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk? To get the answers that you need. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Let's start the conversation. I'm Estra, your host. Thank you for listening and being a part of today's show, because really, it is about you. Our show's listeners' shout-out goes to Magnet Releasing. Magnet is the premier general film distributor and sister company of Magnolia Pictures. Like action movies? Check out their trailers at www.magnetreleasing.com. We appreciate all of our listeners, and this is our special way of providing you with a special hello. Today's topic is about you and insurance companies, what you might experience in this relationship, and some things you need to know. Do you consider your insurance company to be a safety net in case an unforeseen event happens in your life? Are you thinking your bases are covered because auto, medical, disability, long-term, and life insurance policy protections are in force? Whew! Isn't that a mouthful? Not to mention the yearly expense. In fact, probably you've been paying the premiums for years. If you totaled them up for 5 years, what percentage of your income would it be? Why don't you add them up and see? And what are you getting for all that money in exchange? Speaking of money, how did insurance companies come up with another way to increase your premiums? to base your rates on credit scores, meaning, from my point of view, only people who are making a decent salary, that is, ones that can afford living a life that's comfortable, which easily covers food, lodging, utilities, credit card payments, kids' tuition, after-school activities, along with good credit score insurance premium. I think you get the idea. And you'd still have enough left over to say, have a life. If all these things are possible, you can expect a reasonable insurance rate. Yes, they base your premiums on your credit score. So let's think about that for a minute. Who is the most likely to have a decent credit score? I mean, do you happen to know your credit score? The scores range between 300 and 850, and the average score is around 700. If life has been treating you well, but we've been in a recession for quite some time, so I suspect many people have experienced job losses, foreclosures, car repossessions, just to name a few hardships. Heck, just getting through another day is a miracle for some people. So is this really a fair and equitable way to decide insurance rates? Personally, I don't think so. Why didn't they base it on the number of years people have paid into their policies, since in actuality, rates are set for estimated payouts or personal history with them? But isn't this really about their profits? What happened to an honest day's work for an honest day's pay? Well, that's a whole nother topic, so we better keep moving. Look online for the Federal Trade Commission's website if you want more information on credit scores. My last word on this is people with poor credit ratings today have a lot of company.
Involved in a car accident. Now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance of making the best decisions on my behalf? A good place to start is Estra's new book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. And right now, during the program, receive 30% off with no shipping cost. Go to www.estras.blogspot.com and order it now.
So, let's say you've been paying your auto, medical, disability, long-term, and life insurance premium. Somehow, you've survived the many trials and tribulations of the last few years, getting only a few bumps and bruises. Even your credit score hasn't taken much of a hit. Then one day, crash, you're in an accident, an unpleasant event indeed. But you breathe a sigh of relief for keeping your auto policy in force. You might not want to breathe that sigh of relief just yet, because even your own insurance company may deny your claim. I mean, if you can't trust your own insurance company to pay out a claim in the event of an accident, who can you trust? Whether in a car accident or becoming sick or being injured on the job, a lot is really riding on who your insurance company is and the stance they take on your claim. California Department of Insurance has a great auto insurance definition, and it reads as follows. Automobile insurance is a contract that helps pay for certain types of financial losses or obligations resulting from the use or ownership of an automobile. To obtain this contract, which is an insurance policy, You pay a specific amount of money called a premium. In return, the premium paid, the insurance company agrees to pay certain expenses and legal liabilities depending on the terms of the insurance policy. Having the right insurance coverage might prevent you from suffering a large financial loss in the event of an automobile accident. Let's hope that that's the case. When you purchase insurance, it is important to remember to shop in the same way that you would for any other consumer product. Make sure to compare prices, features, and reputation. And believe me, I'm heavy on the reputation. Also, don't ask for the best coverage. Someone might give you what they think you need rather than what you actually need. So keep that in mind. It is always wise to compare coverage on your own to determine the best product for you. And I just found this California Department of Insurance definition easy to understand, and I thought it kind of hit it on the nail as to what they meant. Most people who have a car try to keep their policies in force mainly because it's the law. From my perspective, this is not only applies to auto insurance, but any type of coverage you might have or are seeking to purchase. Check out the prospective insurance company or self-insured employer by the number of claims honored and their behavior towards their insureds. You can find a great deal of information by searching companies by their NAICS codes. And the best definition that I located for the NAICS codes is by a Thomas Charles of Demand Media. And it goes as this, as follows. The North American Industry Classification System, that's the NAICS, is the standard used to classify businesses for federal agencies in collecting, analyzing, tabulating, and presenting statistical information on the U.S. economy. NAICS replaced the Standard Industrial Code, SIC, system in 1997, working with its counterparts from Mexico and Canada. The U.S. Economic Classification Policy Committee created common industry definitions for use across these three countries so that they should all coincide. Thank goodness somebody is doing the tracking, but this may only be the start of looking into what a company is all about. I mean, what you really want to know is, before the poop hits the fan, is whether they are known for treating their insurers with respect and dignity. Will they help you when it's needed most, or will they hang you out to dry? So search on these codes in an effort to gain more information on how a company operates and follow up on learning more about their behaviors, because that's really kind of one of the most important parts there is how are they going to treat you? How are they going to respond when you're in an accident? You don't want to have to find that out when you're actually in that situation.
You are listening to Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support online at Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, and eBay. A frontal assault on individuals with injuries
seem to follow many of the same patterns with insurance companies and self-insured employer policies. Such tactics as delays, denials, harassment, and intimidation, even with military claims. And typically, at the root of the issue is the amount of money due to the injured person. Are you waiting an eternity for answers to questions from your insurance carrier? Is the check they are sending already 2 weeks late? Are your bills being paid on time, or is there always a delay and you have to contact them about it? Do you just get the feeling they are dragging their feet and causing you discomfort, even humiliation, because of their delays or denials prevent you from getting the things that you need? Are you just getting bad vibes and even less prompt service? Well, you're not alone. These tactics have saved insurance companies lots of insurance money. An injured person who must deal with not only auto insurance companies, but possibly medical, disability, long-term, and if the ultimate tragedy strikes, life insurance. Can you imagine the nightmare this would be if each of the carriers involved were notorious for tactics that delayed, denied, and harassed? This would be a very unpleasant experience for some time. Who needs the extra aggravation at this time? So choose carefully your insurance carrier and your employer, because they may have more of an impact on your life than you realize, especially if you don't have money saved. It can really make a big difference. The U.S. Census Bureau states that real median income, household income in the United States in 2011 was around $50,000. For women, though, full-time year-round, it was around $37,000, which is only 77% of what working full-time men get. Now, if you take into consideration the total value of a claim an injured person opens with an insurance company, means its current, which actually takes into account its current and future amounts paid out, a question I would like answered would be what the difference is between the claim amount that the insurance company paid out and the total value, which means how much money is the insurance company keeping that, in my opinion, should have gone out to the injured, sick, or person hurt on the job. I would like to see the numbers starting at the short-term disability period, which is approximately 6 to 9 months, and then again at the 2-year level, 5-year level, out into the 10-year period. I think these numbers would show how many injured people have been knocked off the insurance company's rolls to protect investors, and show how much profit is made at the insurer's expense. You know, I would really like to see that number, because I think it's a lot bigger than what they're actually sharing with us, and I think that we really need to really get to the bottom of that number. I wonder if anyone is checking on it, though. I mean, could the Department of Justice look at the fairness in this process? And if they did, is there anything they could actually do about it? Would you want to know the answer to this question? And how did we become so comfortable with them using our credit scores to base our premiums on? Did you feel like you had any say in the matter? Was it their way or the highway? Meaning, if you want insurance, you have to play by their rules, which probably isn't unusual either. And with self-insured employers, I think they should also provide the same information on their pay periods, where they get premiums on each pay period, monthly premium from their payroll, to see how much they are making annually. And is this the reason why, in my opinion, many employers discourage employees from being sick or injured? because it comes directly out of their pockets, actually our pockets, but their pockets to keep, what are they profiting on top of our labor? I really believe that these questions really need to be answered. We really need to know where we stand with these, with insurance companies.
Are listening to Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. starting on September 8th, 2012 for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. Now, back to Talking About You with Estra. Welcome back. To make matters more frustrating, women pay more for insurance and earn less money. On top of this, the 99% are experiencing more income inequality. This is shown by the Gini Index in 2011. Do they really need more of our money? Do we need more and more suffering? I don't think so. Many insurance carriers attempt to find other reasons for disqualification because they are not willing to pay the insured. In my opinion, this is unfair insurance practices. What happens to individuals who are too tired or too sick to fight for their benefits? Who speaks for them? Who's helping them? Our voices should not go silently into despair or submission to these insurance carriers. Otherwise, the unfair practice will continue. Does that mean that all insurance companies practice unfair treatment and the benefits that belong to the insured go to them? I don't think so. But how do you find a decent, respectful insurance company or self-insured employer? You'll have to do your homework. To help get you started, go to my Facebook, www.facebook.com/estras.blogtips, and review the financial statements of some of the major insurance companies. Then begin searching out how they treat their insured or those who have claims out against them. You must be your best advocate in a world of buyer beware attitudes. Otherwise, you could be on the chopping block pretty darn quick. Things to look out for in your research include effective dates of claims, aggregates, meaning general policy information, past, current,
did you have a question?
And
I do.
Estimated
I
future loss rates, profits, the income, liabilities,
to work with.
Payouts for injury,
and I'll take the answer
length of time
online.
Benefits paid, which is
right.
Really a key
thank
point,
so much for
and the number of claims denied. Remember, each company treats the payouts differently for each type of insurance. So, in other words, just because you have they have auto policy and they might be great there, they may not be great in disability. So you have to really check each one individually and not necessarily go with one company for all of them. Allow plenty of time to find information. Believe me, many insurance companies are not willing to share this information openly. But in my opinion, it is our right to know. Many car victims find themselves in a predicament where their own insurance company or employer decides to harass and intimidate them rather than pay out their claim. Most insurers are innocent regarding the entire process and rely on the same insurance process or insurance companies or employers to look out for their best interest. Not good idea. This is why doing research before you need to file any type of claim will hopefully mean you will be treated with respect and dignity. Even if your insurance company feels they have had even if your insurance company feels they have had to pay out more claims in the year you've been injured. So you basically want to make sure that that company feels obligated to pay you and that you are a priority, not just their investors. Many insurance companies stack the options in their favor. They start by developing contracts that are slanted their way and that actually take away your rights. And if you don't go along with their way of doing business, then you must be financially set to take them along for the ride because they're definitely going to take you. Otherwise, this ride to nowhere, which is the one they want you to be on, will only contain a lot of bumps and disappointments for you, and the profits will be kept inside of their own pockets. Tell me how your relationship has been with insurance companies. Have they framed your perspective of this whole industry? Email me at estrasradio@blogtalkradio. That's Estras Radio Show at Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to hear your story. So, you're listening to Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back.
It's time to take your calls. 718-766-4385. That's 718-766-4385. If lines are busy, keep trying. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Been involved in a car accident. Now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance of making the best decisions on my behalf? A good place to start is Estra's new book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. And right now, during the program, receive 30% off with no shipping cost. Go to www.estras.blogspot.com. And order it now.
Let's talk about you. Our lines are open. Call 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Let's Talk About You. Our lines are open. Call 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385.
I'd like to play for you a quick clip from yesterday on the Ed Show on MSNBC. He had a guest, Bernie Sanders, who was talking about Obamacare, but he actually stopped for a moment and started talking about private insurance companies. And I just want you to hear this quick clip of what he has to say about it. So I think it's really important to hear.
What do you think that private insurance company, whose function in life is to make money, is going to say to you when you have tens of thousands of health care bills, dollars of health care bills in front of you? They're going to reject you.
Yeah.
Seniors understand that. And then you...
And that's the thing that is why it's really important to go out and do your homework on these insurance companies, because you really do not know if you get in trouble and your claim is substantial. A lot of them will do everything possible to get out of paying that claim. So you don't want to be caught in that situation where you're with that type of insurance company or self-insured employer who is looking out for his profits, his investors, and you're the last person on the list.
You are listening to Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Talking About You with Estra. As far as healthcare insurance goes, many people are not able to afford it. The U.S. Census Bureau says the number of people without healthcare insurance is 50 million people in 2011. And I would venture to say many more have been hanging on by their fingernails, especially with the number of unemployed people in this recession. The percentage covered by employer-based health care insurance is only 55% of those who are employed by private companies. Do you really see what this means? It means half of those working in the private sector cannot afford insurance. Could this be because their bottom lines are more important than the well-being of their employees? Which explains the level of ERISA denials. ERISA is the insurance plan that private insurance companies need to follow for their employees. So do we need unions to make a major comeback in order to protect the average worker's interests? Just think of the number of parents contained in that 50% that cannot even afford health care for their children. How do you think that makes them feel? In 2011, 9.7% of children under 19, that was 7.6 million, were without health care insurance. Think that number smart? Think that's a small number? Let it be your child. Overall, reported by the Income, Poverty, and Health Insurance Coverage in the United States for 2011, 16% of the population is without health insurance, and that's a lot of people. Many companies can spend more money harassing their insurers than the value of their claims. Many of these tactics are not legal, but unfortunately many of the ones that are shouldn't be. The only way to put an end to this bad faith practice is to unite and move all of our policies to insurance companies that truly treat us fairly. Change the laws to remove the greed factor out of the insurance industry. Tighter regulations on their abilities to investigate and perform surveillance on their insureds. That's one of the things that they do that really drives a wedge in between insurers and their benefits. Maybe we need an Occupy insurance to add to Wall Street in an effort to bring about much-needed changes. The bad faith practices are meant for one purpose only, and that's the self-preservation of the insurance companies at the outrageous expense of their insureds. In my opinion, the power and greed and wealth of a few are using to dominate our society will continue until there's an awakening to the true value of life. And in order for that to happen, we have to be the ones leading that way to push, because otherwise they're not actually going to do it. So don't be run by fear or intimidation, a common tactic used by some insurance companies and a lot of self-insured employers too. Don't believe it? Next time you have an insurance encounter, be alert to the attempts they use to get you to do what's in their best of interest. The same thing goes for self-insured employers. We've got to stand for something. We have to make a difference. So stand for your rights as an insured. Tell the insurance companies to start playing fair by taking your business seriously as they do their own. Of the week comes from at Estra's blog tips, and it reads, "Have you lost everything because of being denied an insurance claim? Choose to be an advocate." And I think those 140 words say it all. That's our show for today. We've enjoyed you being here with us. Meet you back here next Saturday so we can continue this conversation. Our next week's topic, you and medical care. So tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m., September 29th, 2012, for Talking About You with Esra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen. Where you can just be yourself. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. Have a great weekend. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed the Estra Radio Show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168, or email sunlight.publishing@gmail.com. Thank you.